T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, Friday morning, Football Friday. We're going to jump out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. We're going to talk to one of the most entertaining guys we talked to, Brandon Lang.
He's really good. Listen, he knows his business.
Of course. BrandonLang.com, host of the Believe in the Sharp podcast on the Believe Podcast Network as well. Brandon, good morning. How are you, buddy?
What up, what up, what up?
Well, let's what up right into Sooners and Longhorns, man. Kind of kick it off with a big game in a shootout, or what do we expect in this one?
You know, you had a great ad that was on about a buffet at one of your strip clubs. Had me wanting to go right now. A little chow, yeah. Couple lap dances. Right. Early. Go early.
Never too early, Brandon. You know that.
Yep. Never go early. Go early, get her done.
Right.
You know, listen, along the strip club theme, things you just don't do. Let a stripper have your credit card in the champagne room. We covered that. Just not good business.
It's a big no-no. Big no-no.
You don't give Tom Herman points. 13-3 as an underdog, as a coach. Double digits. When getting double digits, it's happened 5 times in his career. 5-0 against the spread. The guy's just a hell of a football coach. Defensively, they're banged up, but that offense is legit. Big win last week, West Virginia. Not impressed with Oklahoma and their schedule. They look good. Haven't played anybody. Let's be honest. Texas is a 3rd-and-19 stop away against LSU from being undefeated, ranked in the top 5. So I'm going to grab the 11 and look for Tom Herman to go to 6-0. Catching double digits as a coach.
All right, there's another pretty big college football game on Saturday night. Florida and LSU in Death Valley. LSU's offense has been really, really good, and UF's defense has been pretty good, but something's got to go there. What do you think is going to happen Saturday night?
God, this is a tough game because I don't think Florida's as good as Auburn, or I should say Florida's as good as Bo Nix made them look. Young man couldn't hit a semi-truck from 5 yards away against Florida.
No, wasn't very accurate, no.
It was listen, they were down 17-13, like 11 minutes to go, own 8-yard line. Malzahn called a perfect drive. The own 8-yard line went right through him. Boom, 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 boom. Perfect drive. Got down to the 8 first and goal. He ran it for 2 yards, had it all set up, slant pattern, touchdown. Auburn wins 20-17. He threw it 120 yards behind the receiver, hit a beer vendor in the lower level. The ball ricocheted up, hit the popcorn girl upstairs. She fell and hit people in lower level. And the football's still rolling around outside the stadium. Pass is so bad. Unbelievable. That's what you get for freshmen, though. You know, just, if you're a vendor and you got a freshman quarterback,
you got to be careful. Yeah.
Don't turn your back.
Head on a swivel.
He's not very accurate. Yeah. I will say he might be the number one dual threat. He got to work on part of that duel. That's a little scary.
God help us. So I'm going to say Florida should have some success offensively. I may regret it, but double digits with that defense. I'm going to take Florida plus the points.
Okay. Yep. Hey, you ready to jump into this game coming up down here? The Miami Dolphins, Washington, nobody's won. They got a new coach. They're actually favored, I think. What is it, 3.5? What do you think happens down here at Hard Rock Stadium on Sunday?
Go bet High Life. Go. I don't know.
Leave it alone.
Yep.
Yeah, the thing you see in Miami Vice at the beginning of the highlight.
Right.
Good money on bad teams don't mix. Just doesn't. For me, I would play under the posted total between these two because at least they're playing little D. And at least Miami showed some fight. Play under. How about that?
That's a good one. I like
you know,
that.
You, this first time since we've had you, you've said stay away from that and just game. Go over under. Yeah, that hadn't happened a lot. All right, so while we're talking about that game and getting all excited, I want to hit the Texans and Chiefs. I find that to be a really interesting game. Texans offense has looked better at times. What do you think there?
One thing about Deshaun Watson is if he's got time to throw, he's a beast. 8-2-1 against the spread as a dog in his NFL career. 8-2-1 as a dog in his NFL career. And if he's facing a team coming up off Deshaun Watson, 4-0 against the spread in this role. I've said it all year. KC's looked great. They laid an egg last week against Indianapolis. 11-point favorite, lose outright. Mahomes a little banged up. I believe the Chiefs' defense is going to be exposed here by Watson in this Houston offense. They're legit, and I'm going to take Houston plus more than a field goal.
I like that right there. What about San Francisco and the Rams? That's another good game.
Good one, yeah.
I'll tell you what, McVay coming out of a bye, pretty damn lethal. Off his bye week as coach of the Rams, he's won and covered both times. And now here he's trying to make it three. I don't think the Niners are as good as Baker Mayfield. In fact, Baker Mayfield's on a bus right now going to see Bo Nix. They're going to see how many vendors they can make together. I think both of them are. Let's meet in Middle America, and we'll stand on the overpass of a freeway, and we'll try to hit semi trucks as they go by. Just a little practice, a little work. We'll see what we can do. I think Baker called Bo, they called each other. And so if you're a semi truck driver listening on 95 north or south, and you hear a thud, it's Mayfield and Bo Nix
throwing balls at you. No.
They need a little work with their all. Jesus. Rhyming. I'm gonna roll the dice with the Rams out of the bye week. Showed some fight at Seattle. Probably should have won the game outright. You know, don't expect Zuerlein to miss a 44-yarder. Five turnovers against Tampa Bay. Big rebound game. It's a fat cat, San Francisco. I think that fat cat will meow in the morning for some food. I'm gonna go with the Rams. My points.
You mind giving us we give you all our favorites. Give us one that you really like, either college or pro, that you're really liking going into weekend.
There's two of them.
Okay.
In college, this Navy coach is a beast. He's an absolute beast, especially after he plays a military academy. They just played Air Force, won and covered, and now after facing a military academy since 2013. He is 14-0 against the spread as an underdog off a win versus a sub-500 opponent. I think they're plus one right now. The line might have went to pick them, but still like Navy a little bit. And let me tell you something about Teddy Bridgewater. All Teddy Bridgewater does is win games. All he does is win games. And you're getting value with Seattle because of Breeze. They were a 5-point dog at Seattle, winner. 3.5-point home dog against Dallas, winner. Nice little three. Laying 2.5 against Tampa Bay, winner.
Right.
Mr. Teddy Bridgewater is, listen to this stat that people don't realize about Teddy. In his NFL career, he's 14-2. Here it comes. NFL career 18-2 against the spread in his NFL career against non-division opponents.
Really?
And if that opponent's coming off a loss, Steady Teddy, 10-0 against the spread. I don't know how they're getting plus one. Their defense is legit. It's a little bit of the Saints plus one. I think this might be the last weekend you get value with the Saints when Vegas finally says, okay, we might be undervaluing this team that beat us again. I'm going to take them plus the one.
Brandon, where the hell do you find that stat? I mean, you come up with some good stats, and I know it's your business. But you got like an analytic guy working for you. What the hell? How do you find that one?
No. I go to the Champagne and Experiment Rhino here in Vegas, and either Destiny, Mercedes, Alexis, Diamond, and they did the research. And we have our little meeting. Cost me a few money. The credit card gets hit a little bit.
Yep.
They come up with some great. Destiny came up with that one. Teddy Bridgewater. Evidently, her sister's cousins with Teddy, and she came up with it. So.
Right. I like the inside information. That's always good. Brandon, as always. Of course. That's why we bring you on. Brandon, we love having you on. Thank you again, as always. Listen to Brandon. He's the host of the Believe in the Sharp Edge podcast and the Believe Podcast Network and BrandonLang.com as well. As always, Brandon, we'll talk to you next week.
By the way, biggest NFL play of the year on Sunday at Brandling.com. So let's get her done.
That's it.
Last Sunday, best bet was the Packers +3.5 over Dallas. We have another game to live this week. So let's keep the winners coming.
BrandonLang.com. Go to the website now. Thank you, Brandon, as always.
Got it, guys.
All right. BrandonLang.com. Don't mess with Destiny's picks. If she's got the inside info.
So let me ask you.
Yeah.
I always think of this with this guy. How would the wife do with him? You two hanging out. How would that go over?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
Because you got to remember, Brandon Lang used to come on with us in the afternoon a lot also. And Brandon Lang came down here for a weekend.
And he
called me and Hawk and Crowder and said, you guys ready for Friday night?
Yeah, he's ready.
And I got the permission slip signed for a couple minutes. And then Hawk called me and said, there's no chance I'm going to be allowed to go. Channing didn't matter. Channing was going to.
No, Channing. Channing just takes the heat.
This is before defensive coordinator Channing.
No. Listen, I have learned. Like, Channing will still take – I used to be like that, too. Like, I'll just, like, I'm going to stay out. I'm not going to call you back because I know you're going to call and tell me to come home and you're mad.
Yep.
So I just take the big hit when you get home.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.